Okay, everybody, let's say it. Happy Mother's Day. Come on, Happy Mother's Day. Aren't you happy? How many had a mother? Okay, just checking. So you're happy. You wouldn't be here to be happy without her. Thank you, God. A very important day for me, of course. I was born on Mother's Day, so big day for me. I've always been a man of impeccable timing. Showed up right on time to make my mother into a mother. She's in heaven today watching me preach. So you should be praying for me right now. Jesus, help him. Jesus, help him. Help him. Help him, Jesus. We're continuing our series called Through the Eyes of a Lion. It's a series based on the power of perspective, the power of perspective. How you look at your life. Are you looking at your life through your eyes of lack, limitation, fear? Or what we're calling you to do is look through the eyes of the one that's called in Scripture the Lion of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus. And when you look at your life through his eyes, everything changes from lack and limitation to blessing and abundance. And so in the first message, we talked about looking through the Lord's eyes at the storms that all of us face, how to find peace in the midst of stormy circumstances. Then we talked about probably one of the most important lessons is how the Lord looks at us. What is your level of self-worth? And if you understand how the Lord looks at you, you will have a healthy self-worth. Last week, we talked about looking at our lives and the emotions of our lives through his eyes, discovering that the Lord wants to give you emotions like unconditional love, unconditional joy, which means you don't have to have anything else happening. Unconditional joy means you have joy no matter what the conditions are. And unconditional peace. Today, because it is Mother's Day, we're going to talk about what the Lord sees when he looks at your family. Because he sees it as a blessed family, as an abundant family. I'll tell you what, he loves your family. Family is God's idea. A lot of people have said a lot of nice things about families, and I put some of the quotes there in your study guide, but one that's in our house, and it's from my favorite author, Anonymous. It's in my house. I see this all the time, and I like this sentiment about families. Family is where life begins and love never ends. That's where you go, aww. Here's one a little more slightly cynical by the late, great George Burns. Happiness is having a large, loving, caring, close-knit family in another city. Yeah. Well, watch this proverb from the Scriptures that talks about the importance of family when it says, whoever brings trouble on their family will be held holding nothing but the wind, which means if you mess up in your family, you end up with an empty life. Wow. So the Lord doesn't want you to end up with an empty life. He would like you to end up with a full life. So when he looks at your family, when he sees your family, here's what he sees. Few things, not exhaustive list, just a few things we're going to look at today. But he sees your family being held together by the mighty power of God. In a world where people and families are falling apart at an alarming rate, he sees your life whole, together. I love this promise that's found in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 17, and it's talking about what Christ does. It first of all says, before everything else was, Christ was. He is eternal. He was before all things. And then this beautiful promise, and let me tell you, somebody needs to hold on to this promise today. What? Let's say it out loud together. Can you see it there? All things are held together by him. One more, with a little more zip, please. I know it's the first crowd of the day, but I would like, I know it is, and I know it's early, and it's Mother's Day, but let's do it with a little zip. All things are held together by him. That's good news. The Amplified Bible makes it a little bit stronger as it goes into the original language and pulls some of the meaning out. And he, Christ himself, existed and is before all things. And in him, all things hold together, which means he is the controlling, cohesive force of the universe. And here's the truth. If God can hold the universe together, the sun, the moon, the stars, the cosmos, galaxies, systems we haven't even discovered yet. He's already working, holding everything together. And if he can hold the universe together, he can hold your life together. You may feel like things are falling apart. That's through your eyes. We want you to shift your perspective and start to see your life not as falling apart, but say, I am connected to the cohesive force of the universe, and my life is not falling apart, it is holding together. If he can hold nature together, he can make you to be more than a conqueror through Christ. And because it's Mother's Day, let me say to moms, very big, hard job to be a mom, because you gotta like keep the family kind of functioning and not just organize your life. It's like you have to organize everybody's life, make sure all the schedules get together. And you got to pay the bills. A lot of stress on mothers. And oftentimes the enemy comes and says, you're not going to make it. Your life is falling apart. But here's the promise from God's heart to your heart, mom. He is going to help you hold things together. You're going to make it. Okay, it's Mother's Day. We can say amen to that. That's just a wonderful port right there. I'm just saying right there. It's right there. It's okay, maybe just nudge a mother close by you and say, you're going to make it. Just encourage, you're going to make it. Go ahead, you're going to make it. 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 And not only you, Mom, but your family. In a culture, in a society that has a divorce rate running about 50%, wow, tearing families apart. Let me tell you, if you're in a first-time marriage, stay in it. Because the statistics are much better for those ones. I'm just telling you, statistically. And I would like my family, you saw them here today, I would like my family to hold together. Wouldn't you? I am very committed to a long-term marriage. I am so committed to it that I wear two wedding rings. I am married on both hands. I'm ambidextrous with my marriage. Because after 25 years, we're coming up to 33 years in June, the wonderful. And for the first 25 years, I wore my original wedding ring. And then I signed up for another 25 years. I'm going, I'm aiming. You got to have goals in life, and that's a goal of mine. And so I talk to people. When I find hey, Lee, thanks for helping us with the golf classic. Wonderful. Give it up for Lee right there. Thank you. Didn't see you there earlier. Wonderful. Lee, where was I? You don't know because your mind was drifting somewhere. So. It's okay. My wedding ring, I know where I was. Okay. So I ask people that have had long-term marriages, like in this room, how many or who's here that has had a marriage that is 50 years or longer? Put your hands up. Come on, put them up high. Come on, give these people a hand. Come on. Give them a wonderful, wonderful, awesome, wonderful. You must be lying because you are way too young to be married 50 years. What did you do, get married like right out of the... So I ask people that have long-term marriages, did you ever feel like throwing in the towel? Virtually all say, at some point, yeah. And I say, are you glad you didn't? all of them say, oh, we're so glad. We're so glad we didn't throw in the towel. And I ask them, well, what helped to hold things together? Here are the top three answers. Our faith, our connection with God, forgiveness, and lots of it, lots of forgiveness, and unconditional love helped hold us together. Well, who gives us faith? Who teaches us about forgiveness? And who shows us the way to unconditional love? Jesus does. He's the one that connects us with God the Father. He's the one that teaches us how to forgive even our enemies. Hanging on the cross, he looks down at those who are crucifying him and says, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And he's the one that shows us and models for us unconditional love. He's the one that's going to hold your family together for 50 or more years. Okay. So God sees not only your family holding together, he sees it being a center. I called it in this next little segment a garden of blessing, a place where he pours his blessing in and teaches us how to have long-term successful relationships. He sees, could I say it like this, especially on Mother's Day, he sees your family as the womb of success. I'm going to say that, listen carefully. He sees your family as the womb where you learn success for life, and especially for relationships. Because how many have discovered there are quite a few relationships in a family? It basically is about relationships. And to have a successful relationship, you have to learn how to serve one another. Do you know where you learn that? In the family. Serving means that you see someone's need, and you do your best to try to help them with that need. That's what service is. And here's how successful relationships work. You see someone else's need, and you do your very best to meet that need. Let me just get a little marriage help here. It's not about her meeting your needs. I thought there'd be an amen in the house on that. It's not about him meeting you. It's about you meeting their needs and you meeting their needs. You see the need, you do your best to help it. And that's called service. And so let me bring a scripture to you that is not real popular on Mother's Day, but here it is. Some guys think this is the only scripture in the Bible. There are guys that don't know the Bible at all, but they know this scripture is in the Bible somewhere. I think you're supposed to submit. It's in the Bible. This is Mother's Day. Let me give you just a little good news, ladies. In the original Greek language, the word submit is not in this verse. Bet you never heard that before. Yeah, you come here to get the good stuff. Here's what the original Greek language says, wives to your husbands as to the Lord. That's how it reads, wives to your husbands as to the Lord. The word submit is inferred from the verse immediately before verse 22, and that verse is called verse 21. Stay with me. And here's where the principle. It is inferred and it is part of the truth. But here's the real truth. Submit yourselves. You want to see a family that's successful? Submit yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Then it goes on to teach wives how to submit and serve. The word for submit is, in the Greek language, hupotasso. Hupo meaning under, and tasso meaning order. Tasso in Greek times came from the military. So tasso would be the military order. And what it's teaching us when we're in our family, especially between husbands and wives, that you view yourself as serving the other one because they are ahead of you in the order. In the military, people salute each other by rank. You're over me. Well, in our family, here's how we do it. I'll tell you how we do it. In our family, the family that I'm a part of, Mama D, who was on the stage a moment ago here with my beautiful little granddaughter, we have in our family, we have two reigning generals. We're both 4-star. We have General Mama D. And we have General Papa Scott. And there are times, because it's not a power thing in our home, it's a serving thing. It's a purpose thing. So there are times that General Mama D has a better idea than me. And I need to submit. I need to serve that idea. I need to say, okay, I'm going to serve your agenda right now. I'm going to help you. There are times I come home and she needs help. And so I don't just say, hey, serve me, serve me, serve me. No, I serve her. And then there's times that she serves me. And we serve one another, and that's how God sees your family. He sees it as learning how to serve one another. In fact, this passage in Ephesians, which goes from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, it's all about families that serve. It teaches wives, submit and serve your husbands. It teaches husbands, love and serve your wives. And it teaches children to obey. It would make mothering so much easier if kids would just do this. Mothers, children to obey and serve their parents. And so the family is a laboratory, a womb, to teach us how to serve one another. And when we learn to serve one another, you will make a better employee, you'll run a better organization, you'll have creative ideas, because the best companies in the world find a need and they serve that need. It sets you up for success. Galatians 5 says, don't use the power or the freedom you have to lord it over people. That's sinful power. Instead, I love this little phrase, serve one another in love. Let's just say that together. Serve one another in love. So when God sees your family, he sees a laboratory, a garden, and he's trying to teach you, don't look at things through selfish eyes, look at it through my eyes, and serve one another in love, just like Jesus taught us to do when he took the towel and he washed his disciples' feet. That's what he was doing. And then, this third section I'm going to talk, because it is Mother's Day, I'm going to put an emphasis on mothers. Is that okay? It's mother. Come on, I should get some support. It's Mother's Day. We want to help our mom. So literally, when God sees your family, he sees you being grateful and honoring your mother. A good mother should be thanked. Should be. In fact, a good mother is a great blessing. And if you want to find the model of like a mother in scriptures, I'm not going to do a full study on the passage, but if you take time to read Proverbs 31, verses 10 through to the end of the chapter, there is a mother in that passage that is a good mother. And as you read the passage, because sometimes she seems like a superwoman, if you read that passage, she's like a superhero. It's really what God is calling you women to be, superheroes. And she's a woman that you don't have to be perfect when you read Proverbs 31. You don't have to get all those things right. But you do have to have a purpose as a mother. And this woman in Proverbs 31, she has some big purposes in her life. And they should be part of your life as well. So that you become a good mother and are worthy of being thanked and honored. First of all, the woman in Proverbs 31 is a woman of great faith. She has a connection with God. And all mothers need a connection with God. All mothers need God's help to be mothers. All mothers need the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I was raised in a house that was filled with the Holy Spirit. And my mother, who's in heaven now, she had the gifts of the Holy Spirit. One day I brought something home that I shouldn't have brought home. And so I didn't want anybody to know I brought it home, so I hid it. I hid it in the basement. Does anybody know what basements are? Like underground living. A basement. I hid it in the basement, in the darkest, deepest corner of my basement. I thought it was safe. Until I came home, and there it was, sitting on the kitchen table. My mother, who is a master psychologist, doesn't say anything about it. She just is like working at the sink. I can see this thing on the kitchen table for God and everybody to see it. And I'm praying, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Please, please forgive me. And Jesus, please come right now. Right now, Jesus, come and take us all to heaven right now. Right now, Jesus, and please, Jesus, when I get to heaven, put me far away from my mother for like a long time. But I opened my eyes and I was still in the kitchen with my mother. So she makes me bring it up. Mom, how did you find that thing? Oh, she says, I was praying this morning, and the Holy Spirit told me to go look in the basement. I basically had to give sin up. I was one of those kids that got caught. Everything I did, I got caught. Because my mother would catch me. Oh, I was praying today. It wasn't just my mother, it was my grandmother. She lived hundreds of miles away. She would call. What's going on with Scott today? I was raised by some mighty women of God. I'll just tell you, I would not be the man I am today but for the women of God that were in my life. And I actually now live with a mighty woman of God. And she does stuff too. So she was up one day, 4 a.m. praying. 4 a.m. She's praying, seeking God for her family, interceding. She sees our second daughter, Holly, come out, and Holly winces in pain. That's unusual because Holly has a real high threshold for pain, and she says, oh, we've got to take care of that. No, no, Mom, Holly says, it's okay, no, it's okay. No, we must take care of it. I've been praying in the spirit. We're going to the doctor. Okay, so they go to our doctor. Our family doctor is brilliant. He's retired now, and that's a great loss in my life. Please pray that God will give me a good doctor, because I need one, or if you've got one that you will share, one that will love me. My doctor loved me. He prayed for me. I'd be in the office. We were praying with each other. I love that. I just miss him. And he was brilliant. So he brings Holly in there, and he does something. He would do things nobody else knew to do. He says, hop on one foot. So Holly hops on one foot, and she winces in pain. He said, it's her appendix. It's her appendix. Take her immediately to emergency. Okay, we go. So Darla piles her up, takes her to emergency, takes her to the hospital, and checks her in, and they check her out there, and so they say in the hospital, she's fine. Mama D says, no, she's not. I was praying this morning at 4 a.m. She's not fine. And I'm talking about seeing through the eyes of a lion, but let me tell you, when the mama lioness gets going in the world, watch out for that too. We are staying. You must. It's her appendix. We learned at my doctor that made her hop on one foot. You must. And she was insistent and persistent. And so when they operate, they found out that my daughter's appendix had exploded, which is not good. They didn't know that. They got in, they were able to save her life because the toxicity of a broken appendix is horrendous. I tell you what, moms, you need to be bold in the Lord. You know, don't be wimpy. Look at life through the eyes of a lion. Protect your family. Moms, pray when they're not around. Ask God to direct you. Ask Him to show you what's in the basement. Or, may I suggest, looking under the mattress. That may have been a word of wisdom right there. I don't know. But check it out. Who knows? We need women of faith. And that woman in Proverbs 31, she's a woman of faith. She's a woman that loves her family. She honors her husband. She honors her children. She honors her extended family, her co-workers. She honors them. She honors her community she lives in. She takes care of people in the community. She's a woman of family, and community is family. She's a woman of faith. She's a woman of family. She's a woman of finance. You read what she is. Man, she's up early and she works late. She's amazing. She's finding investment. She knows a bargain. She knows how to save money. She knows how to make money. And because she is a woman of faith and family and finances, did you know that she wrote the original Financial Peace University course? How many have taken Financial Peace University? How many have done that? Put your hands up. Everybody needs it. Everybody, you need to take it. You need to take it. That rant, you should just take it. She's wise with her finances. And because she's a woman of faith and a woman of her family and a woman who has her financial world in order, she is a woman of the future. In fact, one of my favorite verses in Proverbs 31 is that this woman is filled with strength and she's filled with dignity. And I love this. And she laughs. She laughs without fear of the future. She looks at tomorrow and says, ha, bring it on. I'm ready for you. I'm prayed up. I'm anointed with power from on high. I am Superwoman with the power of God. I'm not looking through my eyes of lack and limitation. No, I'm looking at the eyes of faith and power and love. Bring it on. Bring it on. And so, near the end of the chapter, it says her children stand and they bless that kind of woman. I'm standing today, man. I am blessing my mother. She's in heaven, but I bless her. And her children bless her. And her husband, I'm also a husband. And I bless and thank God for the mother of our children. And when God sees your family, especially today, isn't it something we have to have a day for this? All Mother's Day is a reminder that we're supposed to be thankful for mom every day. Amen. Like we have Valentine's Day, not so that we would love each other on one day, but to remind us, oh yeah, I'm supposed to love people every day. There's a lesser holiday that is celebrated in June called Father's Day. And it's to remind us, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be thankful for Dad every day. Her husband praises her. Last verse, and she receives the reward for all she has done, and her deeds publicly declare her praise. It's awesome to be in a family like that, but it's possible that you didn't come from a family like that. It's possible. Let me give you some good news today. You can join a family like that. It's called the family of God. The family of God takes everything that was broke and broken and redeems it. So it's possible you're a mom here. and you look with regret back on the days of your motherhood. But you don't need to. Today, you can have a fresh start and a new beginning. You can become a virtuous woman starting today with the power of God. And I want to pray that that will happen in this room, in all of our hearts. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and just open your hearts. I'm going to pray a prayer in just a moment, a prayer that says, Jesus, I want you to lead and guide my life. I want you to bless me. I want you to be the Prince of Peace in me. And if you're here today and you say, Scott, when you pray that kind of prayer, I want to be included. I don't want to wander far away from God. I don't want to be outside God's family. I want to be in God's family. I want to follow Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. And if you want to be included in this, I'm going to ask you to take an action of faith. Because faith gets God's attention, and faith is always something we do. So I'm going to ask you in a moment, I'm not going to embarrass you, but I'm going to ask you to put your hand up high enough for me to see it, and then hold it up there until we make eye contact. I want you to lift your eyes as well. You're saying, Scott, I want to be part of that prayer. I want to be in God's family. I want to follow Christ in my life. And how many would just say today, Scott, include me in that kind of prayer. Put your hand up high enough for me to see it right here. God, let me see your eyes. God bless you. Glad you're here. Right there. God bless you, sir. Glad you're here. Right here. Glad you're here. Follow Jesus with all of your heart. Just looking across here. Don't want to miss anybody. Right there. God bless you. Just follow him with all your heart. Follow him. Follow him with all. Follow him with all your heart. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Follow him with all your heart. And the enemy, here's what the enemy is saying to you right now. You're not good enough to do this. Well, you don't have to be. Jesus has already been good enough for you. All you're doing is saying, Jesus, I want to tap into your goodness. How many others would just say, "Just I want to be included in that prayer. We didn't make eye contact yet. Right here, God bless you, sir. And God bless you right here. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. We're going to stand and we're going to pray together. So let's all stand together. Our prayer team is going to come so they can minister to people in prayer, praying for people that are opening their hearts to Christ and praying for every need that is in your heart, whatever the Holy Spirit is calling you to do, whatever the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. Our prayer team is going to be here to pray for you. We're going to pray out loud, okay? We're going to pray with a good, strong voice. I'm going to invite everybody to pray. And lift your voice loud enough for your own ears to hear it. God loves when we're bold, and this will help people that are making commitments to Christ. You may not have raised your hand a moment ago, but your heart, in fact, you literally feel your heart's like, wow, I do need Christ. I'm not going to embarrass you, but I want you to pray this, and I want you to pray it by faith. It gets God's attention. So here's our prayer. Lift your voice. Everyone, would you please pray out loud? Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I open my life to Jesus Christ to be my Savior and to be my Lord. I turn away from sins. I repent of them. And I turn towards you, Lord, to receive your love, your grace, your forgiveness, and your mercy. Thank you, God, for loving me and never giving up on me. Now help me to follow Jesus every day of my life. In Jesus' name, let's say that one more time. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, 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 amen. That's a good prayer, amen. That's a good prayer, praise God. It's a good prayer. So our prayer team is here, and we want to, in a moment, ask you to come. Pray for whatever needs are in your life. Maybe it's your family today. Maybe you love Jesus, but your family needs help. Christ will hold it. Maybe your life feels like it's falling apart. Christ will help hold it together. While the prayer team is praying, if you'd like to receive communion today, the bread and the cup that remind us of Jesus and what he did on the cross when he died and took all your sins away, went into the tomb and rose from the dead so he could be present with you. There's a communion on the right-hand side and on the left-hand side. If you're a friend of Jesus, you don't have to be a member of this church to receive communion. You can come and receive communion today. So the prayer team will be here praying. Communion will be served. The worship team will be leading in worship. I'm going to pray one more prayer. It's just a blessing. And after that prayer, I'm going to let you come for prayer. If you're making a commitment to Christ, there's a booklet that we'd like to get you called What Next? And you can get that booklet by coming to the altar. They'll get one for you. You can go to the VIP room. You can go to the Fresh Start Center. We just want to get that into your hand. I'm starting fresh with Christ. We also want you to be part of Growth Track. You can stay for one more hour. I know it's Mother's Day, but if you can stay for one more hour, there's a class from 10:30 to 11:30 just to help you get started with the things of God. And baptism. Hey, and guess what? We're baptizing on Wednesday. So you could be baptized on Wednesday. You can sign up online. Let us know. I'm making a fresh start with God and be baptized this Wednesday. So as I pray this blessing, I pray you'd receive it. Close your eyes and open your hearts. Lord, I do pray that the Spirit of the Lord will be with each one here today. I ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. I pray a blessing on all the mothers and all the single ladies and the young ladies and the ladies that would love to be mothers, and this is a painful day for them. I pray for them today. I pray all of them would be virtuous women. Women of faith and connected with the family of God and connected to the future that you have for them. I just pray God's blessing to rest upon them. And just before I say amen, look this way. If you're a guest here, please go to the VIP. We got some gifts we'd like to give you. Just get to know if you got time. Stop by VIP if you're a guest. Okay? In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you guys. God bless you. We love you. Come forward for prayer and for communion, and the blessing of the Lord be with you.